Okay, b'siyata d'shmaya, we're continuing on with the halachos that come up in Shin Yud Dalet, and the last set of halachos that we had spoken about were the halachos of opening up a can of soda. What we did not discuss was the halachos of opening up a bottle, and the halachos of what is the status of a cap. So what we've seen in Shin Yud Dalet is that there's two dinim, as we've emphasized already in the past. One is when you open something, you have a shayla of binyan and stira bekalim. And then the other issue, aside from binyan and stira bekalim, is making a pesach yafa. Now, the issue of making a pesach yafa is an issue of makir pakir. So when you have a bottle, for example, this bottle over here with a plastic cover. So here, when you open the bottle, when you break it, you could argue that you're making a cap. So that is that a shayla of makir patish that you're making the calf. So here there are different opinions. Rav Shlomo Zalman held the following. He said, really making a calf is a real shayla. That should be a shayla of tikkun maneh. However, he said it really depends on what type of calf it is. He said the way in which metal caps are made is actually an amazing fact. The metal cap does not start out as a cap. It starts out as a sheet of metal that is then pressed onto the neck and then heat forged and closed on top of the bottle. So really, it wasn't a kli beforehand. And when you open it, that's when you turn it into a kli. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman astutely pointed out that the plastic caps are not made this way. The way in which the plastic caps are made is that they're a cap, just with a ring on it. So this has the ring already taken off. But even when the ring wasn't taken off, before you opened it, already the cap existed. It's just that the ring hadn't been opened, but the cap already existed. So therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that there's going to be a difference between the plastic versus the metal cap. Now, Chacham Avadia Zatzal had a different position. He felt that it's mutter to open all caps. And he said, at the end of the day, the cap, even the metal cap, when it's being put onto the bottle is being put on with the intention for it to be opened. So since it was being put on for the intention to be opened, so then in such a case it would be mutter. Similarly, or another heter, Chacham Avadia argued, might be involved with how you understand the machlokis over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's get back now into the text. We have a new halacha at the end of Sif Aleph. So Mechaber says as follows: Vima yasakin takua me'erev Shabbos. If you had the knife already takua, put into the barrel on erev Shabbos b'chavos, mutar lahotzio ulachniso. It's permissible to take it out and put it back in. Shareinu miskaven lahosif. This is the Mechaber, three lines from the top before Sif Bey, is on page 239, where the Mechaber says that you're allowed to take the a knife and put it in to a chavis and on Erev Shabbos and then take it out on Shabbos and put it back in. You're going to be making the hole better, right? You're going to be making the hole better. Nevertheless, the mechaber holds that's mutter. Why? Because he wasn't mechaven. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes others who disagree. The Trumas Hadeshin disagrees. The Trumas Hadeshin says, continuing the Ramah, three lines in, only if you took it out once before. So Rabosai, forget about bottle caps now for 6-7 minutes, okay? Maybe less. But for a few minutes, let's forget about bottle caps. And let's try to explain what the Mechaber and the Ramah are arguing about over here. The Mechaber says that even if you're going to make a hole, since that's not your intention, what was your intention? Your intention was just to leave the sacking in there. Your intention wasn't to make it larger, so then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. The Trumas Hadeshen says, no, if your intention is not to make the hole bigger, but you're definitely going to make the hole a better hole, it's going to be usur. What's that called? That's called psik reisha. That's going to be usur. If you take a look, that's how the Mishnah Brura explains the machlokis. That the machlokis, in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, the Mishnah Brura explains that the machlokis is whether psik reisha on a derabanan is going to be mutter or not. That the Mechaber holds that it's mutter, and the Ramah holds it's usur. The Mishnah Brura then, five lines from the top on the second column, quotes a litany of achronim that all paskin like the Ramah. From three lines on the top, v'hinei le'in yinikor adinu eskim magen rambel yirab v'agrov v'kiv eger tzik reisha asur af milsa d'rabbanan. So the way it's set up by many is that we have machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, tzik reisha and every yisur d'rabbanan. Since this hole is only a hole that is one direction, it's not l'hachnes u'lehotzi, and or you might just being misrachev the nekev, you're not making the nekev, you're just making it larger, so then in such a case, it's only going to be asr midrabanan. Nevertheless, according to the Ramah, it's asr because it's psik reisha, even though it isn't your intention. While the Mechaber holds that you're going to, that's going to be chayiv. However, if you take a look at the Gra, you'll see that the Gra understands the Mechaber differently. The Gra understands that the Mechaber is saying that by psik reisha you're not chayiv by makah v'patish. Why? Did I allude to this yet? I don't know, maybe I didn't. This I did with the kolel guys. I didn't do it with the bachurim. When it comes to makah v'patish, so there you have, let's talk about makah v'patish. What is makah v'patish? Makah v'patish means putting on the finishing touches on a bottle of wine or on a building. So it happens to be that I'm zocha to be in two beautiful batei midrashim, the Gros Beis Medrash, and at night, three times a week in the Reishit Beis Medrash. The Reishit Beis Medrash is a lot nicer than the Gros Beis Medrash. I'm not going to decide where the learning is better, but the Reishit Beis Medrash is for sure nicer. So I'm right under this beautiful, beautiful arch with the beautiful engraving. A molding would be the word. This beautiful molding. So now, if someone was making the Gros Beis Medrash, so the Beis Medrash would be complete even without the molding. But when they were making the Reisha Beis Medrash, it wasn't complete until the molding was put in. What does that tell me? That tells me that Psik Reisha, the last Makkah, is going to be different depending on what the Baal Bayis wants, how the building to be made, and for that matter, a Kli as well. Says the Magen Avram and the Magen Mishnah, if that's so, so then Makkah v'patish is different than every other melacha. Every other melacha has an objective definition to it. A table, four legs, and a slab on top, that's a table. You built the table. You do more, you could be doing more. But when it comes to Makkah v'patish, you could have a table that costs $20, and you have a table that costs $30,000. So when it comes to Makkah v'patish, that's subjective based on the Rus and the Baal Bayis. So Gra suggests that's the pshat behind the Mechaber, that what the Mechaber holds is that it's not considered a malacha, and it's a psik reisha, not by all the Rabbanan, but rather when it comes to makah v'patish. Since we're talking about siyas ha-nekev, then that's going to be absolutely subjective. So now we were zocha to do a very important machlokas Mechaber Ramah. We saw the Mishnah Brura's Havana. Now we're ready to go. You see, nowadays, if you talk halacha ma'aseh, then you get people to listen about what the omek of machlokas Mechaber Ramah. It's time to talk about machlokas Mechaber Ramah. Who's interested in machlokas Mechaber Ramah? If you talk about bottle caps, so I got you to listen to machlokas Mechaber Ramah. Because I fooled you, I was talking about bottle caps. I really wanted to teach you about Mechaber Ramah. Now we could go back to the bottle caps. I'm teasing. But now we can go back to the bottle caps. If so, now we can understand, you can understand another heter that Chacham Avadya says. Chacham Avadya suggests that when it comes to the bottle cap, there, even though it's a psik reisha, you're making the bottle cap, but at the end of the day, says Chacham Avadya, at the end of the day, you're not interested in making the bottle cap. What are you interested in when you're opening up the soda? What are you interested in? You're interested in the soda. Later on, it's going to help for you to have the cap. No. But now, that's not what your motivation is. Right now, what you're interested in is to get to the soda. If that's so, so then in such a case, then it's psik reisha, amakav epatish. That's another sniff that Chacham Avadya uses. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a similar svara where he evokes the Gemara of the Islei Hoshana Achrisi. In other words, for Shlomo Zalman, we saw that plastic is going to be mutter, and metal is going to be usser. He suggests, even in the case of metal, maybe one could argue that when it comes to a metal cap, if you have another metal cap available, so then in such a case, you're not really interested in making this cap, if you have another one. So therefore, I'll tell you a bit of history. In Camp Hask, my wife was the nutritionist there, and so I told her that they didn't open up the drinks before Shabbos. In a camp, to open up the drinks before Shabbos, it's hundreds. So the truth is, if it's plastic, then it's easier. What about all the grape juice bottles? Do all the camps open up all the grape juice bottles? Some camps do, some camps don't. So I told my wife that in her desk, she should have one bottle cap. One bottle cap of every single type of thing. What? You also do that, have the Eitzah. So that's so. So then again, then maybe it's Islay Hashanah Achriti. What's Islay Hashanah Achriti? Gemara in Sukkah Lama Gimel Mabez says that if you take off the berries, then you're over Makav Patish on a Hadas. But if you already have other Hadas, because now you make a Kosher LeMitzvah. The Sik Reish Gemara there says, what happens if you have Islay Hashanah Achriti? Then in such a case, then that's not going to be Makav Patish. So Shlomo Zalman seems to suggest that is as Bishas Hadchak, as being an Eitzah that would be acceptable. Rav Yashiv had another problem with the plastic cap. He said that the plastic cap should be a problem of mechate. Why? Because you're separating, you're making a nice cut between the upper cap and the ring below. And that should be an iser of mechate. Ah, very good, very good. Go ahead, Rav Yashiv, finish off that what?
Rav Shlomo Zalman would say, since you don't want it, it doesn't matter. But
he would be right. Last night we had mentioned that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that the Isra Mechatech is that you need to be interested in a particular Midah. And if you're not interested in that particular Midah, it's not called Mechatech. Rav Yashiv says that if at the end of the day what comes out is a Midah Mesuyemes, and that the company already decided what the appropriate Midah Mesuyemes is, that is going to be Mechatech Lechura. That's Rav Yashiv. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Lishitas. Rav Shlomo Zalman was much more makel in regards to Mechates than Rav Yashiv.
So that's the metal cap. The metal cap to
stab
the cap beforehand,
yes.
Put a hole in it, and then open it, and now it's not a cleat.
Correct, correct.
A hole in it.
So maybe we'll pick up with this, remind me, we'll pick up with the eighth of destroying the cleat and how that works on Sunday night.